Polak, Welcome to 2020, The Year of the Good Fight. By Joel B. Polak on December 31, 2019. The year 2020 begins with incredible potential for supporters of President Donald Trump, and for America's renaissance. The economy is roaring. The country is about to sign trade deals with our North American partners and with China. Another deal with a post-Brexit Great Britain is likely. The world is safer. ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead. The Christmas gift threatened by North Korea failed to materialize. Iran is using its proxies to attack the U.S. and Iraq, but the regime is facing new protests. At home, health insurance prices have stabilized. The price of prescription drugs is falling, and there is hope for curing diseases like HIV/AIDS. Fuel is still cheap, and promising breakthroughs are happening in nuclear energy. The Constitution has, arguably, been saved by Trump's judicial appointments. He has restocked the federal judiciary with highly qualified constitutional conservatives, including one-fourth of the entire appellate bench. Democrats, meanwhile, are struggling to sustain the idea that America needs radical change, and to convince the country of the farcical idea that Trump is somehow an imminent threat to the security and welfare of the country. They have offered up the weakest field of presidential contenders in decades, and have backed themselves into a corner with an impeachment that cannot result in Trump's removal. Trump's victory in November is far from certain. He still has almost the entire media against him. And, worse, the tech giants who control social networks and search engines. Democrats could recruit a political savior. Michelle Obama, perhaps, if they fail to nominate a candidate on the first ballot at their convention in Milwaukee in July. And there is always the risk of an unforeseen economic or national security disaster. Yet the president is certainly in a better position on January 1, 2020 than he was a year before. The Democrats, who took over the House of Representatives, squandered the opportunity as the left-wing squad took over the agenda with radical schemes like the Green New Deal and Medicare for All. They wasted months on impeachment and will never recover. Trump trailed most of his rivals for much of the year. New polls show him beating all of them. The impeachment trial in the Senate is almost certain to end badly for the Democrats, who have managed to scare the public into thinking, correctly, that the opposition will not be satisfied with the White House alone, that it still dreams of fundamentally transforming the United States, culturally and religiously as well as politically. Meanwhile, Republicans can rally behind the flag, the Constitution, and the American way. The outcome is still unknown, but the fight is one to relish. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an A.B. in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a J.D. from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.